You're now listening to Tales from a World Asunder.
We start far from any major settlement. This country includes vast, deep jungles, wide, windswept plains. We start in a place that takes days to reach from anywhere you'd want to be. And in this place, it begins to rain.
I always used to love the rain. I would look up at the sky and hold drops on my tongue, try to get as much of it in my mouth as possible. When we first came over, I was a little too young to keep a solid memory, but I think they were better times. I've also been taught the sort of duality of rain. Good pasture when you're trying to stay low and stay close to the ground and appreciate the fruits of labor, but it's a limiter. It keeps us from traveling as far as we want to, keeps our boots muddy, which keeps us humble, which is a good thing sometimes. For a fresh start, it's not a very good thing. I worked for my parents for a good long time. I inherited their business. In any new ship, I try to bring some of the old ones to, you know, keep that tradition going.
Who taught you how to fly?
Now, once you're up there, the currents, you know, the winds are much like currents. I was never too good at the arcane. I work with the land a bit more. I work with the elements a bit better. We're travelers, you know, in a way, a protector of people. You know, I'm a shepherd. We know the routes. We know the safest routes. The suits are, they're pushing us out. They're making it harder to work. They control the money. They control the population. I own my company. I own myself. Anybody who I'd like to spend enough time with to build that kind of relationship wouldn't tie me down.
On the note of companionship, and I have been meaning to ask this question for a while, but haven't quite found the right way. Captain Adelaide, what's with the lizard?